Audio by Nightfawn. Find me on r/Nightfawn or on Pornhub or YouTube under the username Nightfawn. This content was created by a consenting adult for other consenting adults. Do not consume this content if you are under the age of 18 or considered a minor in your place of residence. And please do not repost or republish my work. Thank you and enjoy.
Oh, I was expecting you. Please, come in. I know the room's a little messy right now. Feel free to sit up here up front. I've cleared a spot off for us. So, how's your day been? Really? I've been dying to see that movie. So, listen. Small talk aside, we both know why you're here. It's getting late, and I'm sure you've got places to be. You youngins are always off to some party. So, let me get straight to the point. I wanted to ask you about your grades in my class, one-on-one. They haven't exactly been at their best. What happened? Looking back at your transcript in the past, your grades may not have been at the top of the class, but they certainly weren't bad. I guess this just hasn't been your year, huh? As it stands, you'd have to get 100% on your final just to pass this class. And even then, it would only be barely. If this were some elective, I wouldn't have thought much of it, since you could have just made it up online. But this is a pretty major class. It would be quite a shame if one bad grade ended up ruining your chance at graduation. Officially, I'm just supposed to tell you to study hard and you'll do fine. Unofficially, I want to help you out. You've been a good student so far, and your past professors have all raved about you. It's kinda hard to watch such a good standing go down the drain, to tell you the truth. I look at my students and see all that potential, and it makes me feel so hopeful for the future. So, with that in mind, and I hope you don't mind if I take a seat on the desk in front of you. I think I've come up with a certain arrangement that will benefit both of us. I'm glad you're willing to hear me out. As you know, my husband and I split up last year. If you ask the bastard, we broke up because of a conflict of interests. And I suppose that's accurate to a degree. He was interested in sticking his dick in one of his grad students while our marriage, and his body, remained intact. I, on the other hand, very much disagreed. So, you see, this has left me feeling a little wanting, if you catch my drift. College boys. I'll get right to it. I want you to fuck me for extra credit. Oh. Don't get your panties in a twist. I've seen the way you look at me. Clearly the co-ed girls aren't doing it for you anymore. What's the matter? Can't get your pee-pee up unless it's with an experienced mommy type? Face it, frat boy. You're practically panting for a chance to worship my pussy. I just want to give you what you want. There is no way you could even remotely lose in this situation. You get to not be a failure, and you get to fuck your hot professor. I'm so happy we could come to an arrangement. Well, get to it. My skirt's already ridden up. All I have to do is press my stiletto heels on your big, strong shoulders and slide them down your back. I don't even have to pull you in. Look at you, leaning in all on your own, my loyal little pet. That's right. I didn't even bother wearing underwear. As if I had any doubt in my mind that you wouldn't accept. You better make this good. That's it. Oh, fuck, that's good. Just like that with your tongue. Oh, I suck my clit a little. How do I taste? I didn't even have to get wet, did I? You were drooling at the mere thought of getting a peek between my legs. Oh, don't stop. Or do I have to wrap my legs around your head? That's right. There's my eager student. Grab my thighs, just like that, and just bury your face in my pussy while I grab your hair. Yeah, push your tongue in as deep as you can to get a taste of me. Savor it. Savor me. Savor the feeling of your sexy professor riding your face, my juices dripping down your chin, your neck. I bet you're gonna save that shirt and sniff the droplets of my pussy juices on it when you get home. I bet you're gonna jerk off to the memory of tonight. Of you eating your fucking professor. Of me riding your face, pumping my hips against you over and over like this, and grinding against you. Well, aren't you? Answer me. Good boy. Oh, yeah. That really got you going, didn't it? You like being a teacher's good little pet. Doing as I say. Lapping up my pussy whenever I want it. Making me cream all over your face. Make me come. Do it. Do it. Make me squeeze your head nice and tight between my thick thighs while I come over and over. Fuck you. Yeah. Fuck, 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 fuck. Yeah. Oh, like that. Like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, dig your fingers deeper into my thighs. Yeah. Oh, yeah, pull me in closer. Yeah. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come. That's right. Oh, catch every drop of me. Lap it all up. Clean me up like a good little boy. Yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. I think I'm gonna enjoy having you around, my little pet.